Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing okay. Hey, I'm wondering, how does the process work behind closed doors at Gillette Stadium when the defense is getting ready for this game in terms of film study and preparation when there's a good chance you might see two quarterbacks, not one? Do you put in two different sets of concepts, Tavares Jackson on one side and Brett Favre on the other?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you have two quarterbacks that are similar, you just do the same thing. But in this case, like you said, Tavares Jackson is more of a, you know, athletic quarterback than Brett Favre. So you just prepare for both of them and prepare for him to be able to run around and do things like that.
Hey, Gerard, I know there's no controversy or division in the locker room about who the Patriot quarterback should be. I'm pretty sure all 53, 52 guys agree that it should be Tom Brady. I'm not sure that's the case out in Minnesota. Do players, and just kind of, you know, project yourself into that Viking locker room, who see Favre turn it over 14 times, 10 interceptions, and Tavares Jackson more of a game manager, would guys on the team have and express an opinion about who they think the quarterback should be on Sunday?
You know, I think guys would have an opinion, but I don't think they would express it. You know, I think a lot of the guys, if they're team players, I think they'll keep it to themselves and try to ride the season out. So I think they would have an opinion, but I don't think they would let anybody know.
Well, how does it work exactly, Gerard? Do you have two scout team quarterbacks, or does the same guy play both quarterbacks?
Well, the same guy plays both quarterbacks. You know, Brian Hoyer, he's pretty athletic, so.
Does he wear a different number when he plays Tavares and when he plays Favre?
Nah. You know, the coaches just let us know who's in the game and who's, it, you know, during practice or whatever, so we prepare like that.
Does he limp when he plays Favre?
Nah, not at all.
When you look at film, do you figure he's just not the mobile quarterback he used to be? He's not that you have a much better chance to get to him in the pocket? I mean, he's been sacked 14 times, and I'm guessing it's getting easier because he's less mobile.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you watch him on film, he's still getting away from a lot, you know, a lot of pressure. You know, even that last play, you know, he fell down, got up, ran around a little bit, and still got the ball off. So he's still a mobile guy, and we have to prepare for that.
Well, what's more favorable from your standpoint, dealing with the known quantity that would be a game manager like Tavares Jackson, knowing you're going to have to put heavy emphasis on stopping Peterson, or the fact that Favre, while he can hurt you with some amazing throws and gunslinger tosses down the field, might hurt himself? Which is preferable?
I'm not sure, you know, as far as that's concerned. But, you know, we're going in knowing we have to stop Adrian Peterson. He's a great running back. You know, no matter who the quarterback is, you know, he's a great guy, a great player. And that's our first priority. And whoever's playing quarterback, we're going to handle that as well.
So. What sets Peterson apart from every other running back in the NFL, Gerard?
He's just an aggressive runner. You know, he's a big guy. Even though he runs so tall, he still, you know, he lowers his pads at the right moment and he runs hard, so he's always falling forward. You rarely see him falling backwards, and he's fighting for those extra yards. He's a great player.
Do you have a scout team guy who played Randy this week?
I'm not sure who played Randy this week, to be honest with you. But, you know, he's a great receiver, vertical threat, and, you know, we'll have to handle that.
Do you think he'll come over the middle at all? Will you get any chances, any shots at him?
I'm not sure. I don't think Randy's coming over the middle that much. Like I said, he stretches the field, so he's always down there with the safety.
Brad Childress admitted that he and his coaching staff spent much of Tuesday huddled with Randy Moss talking about everything he could possibly share about the way Patriots do things. How much of a value is that to the Vikings going into this game, Gerard?
I don't really think it's really, you know, an advantage for those guys. You know, they may know some of the plays, but they still have to stop them, so. You know, I think we have a great group of guys on the offensive side of the ball that can get it done.
What kind of things would he say? I mean, beyond, you know, handing him the playbook and saying this is what they do in third and whatever the situation happens to be, are there little, whether it be signs or audibles or things that Brady might do or something that you might do defensively that Randy could share with him? What would that be?
To be honest, those things change every week here in New England. You know, they change every week, so he may be giving them signals and things like that, but at the same time, it'll be something different this week.
Hey, Brad Childress said you guys are great signal stealers, one of the best. Did you discuss that in the locker room? Did that bother you?
You know, I really don't even pay attention to what anybody says as far as, you know, in the media and things like that, but I don't know anything about signal stealing or anything like that. So I just go out there and try to do my job.
Wait, well, don't you, as the inside linebacker, when they come out of the huddle, aren't you trying to sniff out the play, maybe the side they're going to? Don't you do that on every play?
Well, you do that before the game's even played through film study. You know who the go-to side is. You know who the best linemen are that the opposite team has, and you pretty much know that through film study and preparation throughout the week.
So you know they're running left, say?
Exactly. You know they're going to Hutchinson and McKinney and those guys.
Do you look at the eyes like of a tight end? Can you tell if, say, Shanko, will he have a different look at his eye if he's getting the ball as opposed to run blocking?
You know, some guys you can tell by their demeanor if they're, you know, going out for a route and or blocking. You know, you can also look at offensive linemen sometimes. You know, when it gets later in the game, they get a little tired. Those guys are 300 pounds, so it's kind of hard to, you know, hold themselves up in their stance. So
yeah, when Randy's yawning, that means it's a run.
Hey, Gerard. Well,
I wish I could see way out there.
Gerard, this falls under the category of how many details does Bill Belichick make sure he covers? And the question is, will it be up to the individual Patriots to make the decision on their own to meet and greet with Randy Moss before the game or after the game? Or does the coaching staff make a suggestion that maybe we'll save the handshakes and the patting on the back until after the football game's over?
You know, it's up to the individual, but at the same time, I think this team's mindset is, to approach this like a business, you know, a business thing. And Randy was a great teammate while he was here, a great friend. And, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to go out and play a football game. So I think all that stuff will be saved after the game.
So you don't think there'll be many meet and greet sessions before the game with Randy from the other Patriots?
No, I don't think so.
All right, Gerard.
You think McCourty can handle him one-on-one?
Hey, I think our guys, whoever's on him, will be able to do a good job, and I hope we get this victory.
All right, Gerard, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Gerard Mayo, Patriot linebacker with Dennison Callahan. He's brought to you by Autotrader.com. Now compare new and used cars side by side at Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace and proud partner of Patriot football.
Are you going to pick New England? Because I am in this game. New England -6. Are you?
Haven't given it any thought yet.
Meter?
Yes.
You haven't any thought. You just did a week of shows on it, for crying out loud. I haven't given it any thought.
Yes, yes.
I think they're going to stomp them,
Jerry.
So do I. But I do think Belichick has his bulletin board material because I have the Pro Patriots Football Weekly in my hand.
Yes.
And somebody here is picking Minnesota. Not everybody, like before.
Yeah.
But somebody is picking Minnesota. I think it's going to piss off the coach.
More than Childress saying they are ultimate
no,
game
no,
science?
No, just more fuel
just
for
a little
the
more
fire.
Seasoning on that
That's
meal.
That's all it is. Yep.
We'll be right back.